This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
Of ESPN 104.5's After Further Review. Since Matt craves the spotlight so much.
I'm very important.
We're giving him a moment each day on the only radio station that's won more awards than he has. So because Michelle's being nice, here's Matt's Moment on Eagle 98.1.
So, big news conference today.
Well, Roger Goodell finally addressed the no call in the NFC Championship game. But you know what's annoying about this? And Sean Payton also met with the media as well. He had a great line. He said he holed himself up in his room, in his cave, as he put it, watching Netflix and eating ice cream for 3 days. And then he finally felt like he was okay to come out. You can understand the disappointment. and the thing about Roger Goodell is... You know, I came away from this press conference feeling disappointed, but I'm not sure why, because I didn't really have any grand expectation. He said he understood the frustration of New Orleans, but clearly he didn't. If he did, he would have said something sooner. When asked why he didn't say anything sooner, he said, well, the league followed its process by talking to Saints officials. He acknowledged speaking to Sean Payton and to Gail Benson. It just doesn't make anybody feel any better. And I don't know that anything will. When asked if they would ever considered altering the outcome of the game, he said absolutely not. He did acknowledge that they need to look at the replay system. But there was nothing definitive, Michelle, and I don't think there's anything in there that was going to make Saints fans feel better. And maybe there's the counter-argument, which is, well, what are you wanting to say? Well, I don't know. I can look at commissioners in other leagues like Adam Silver. When the Donald Sterling thing happened a few years ago, he was definitive, and he kicked an owner out of the NFL. He was very much in the forefront of bringing sports betting and supporting it as a commissioner, being the first commissioner of a major sport to do that. There are commissioners in major sports leagues that have had a spine, and Roger Goodell doesn't. He's content to be a jellyfish. Just a protoplasm. What was the Jimmy Buffett song about mental floss? They're just simple protoplasms. Clear as cellophane. That's Roger Goodell. He's just a blob of nothingness there without any emotion or feeling and without any hard line stance. Thank you, Jimmy Buffett, the great poet of our time, for putting into context in this moment in my mind what Roger Goodell is. He's a jellyfish. That's what he is. LSU basketball plays tonight against A&M, and Texas A&M stinks. But you know what, Michelle?
What's that?
Missouri stinks too, and LSU need a plum miracle.
Right.
So go focus and go win this game. A&M's 1-5 in league play. They don't have any good players this year. They scored 43 points on their home floor last week against that awful Missouri team. Not a good A&M team. They don't have good players. They're going to run a lot of zone. LSU's got to make shots. They should win if they don't shame on them.
And we'll be listening for it with the voice of the Tigers, Chris Blair, as we join the LSU Sports Radio Network and College Station at 7:30 for pregame. And that game is going to tip off at 8 o'clock. Go Tigers!